LightSquared's major backer is being sued by investors. LightSquared is said to be considering suing the federal government, and NextGen ATC is billions over budget. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, February 20th, 2012. A group of investors has sued Philip Falcone's Harbinger Capital Partners over the money poured into LightSquared, saying billions of dollars were squandered on the wireless startup. The Wall Street Journal reports the suit claims Falcone and the fund made deceptive and misleading statements about the viability of the proposed service. The suit further states that Harbinger and Falcone, quote, knew from the outset or were reckless in failing to know that LightSquared's technology interfered with GPS systems, unquote. The suit claims Harbinger implemented a very different investment strategy than it presented to investors, in which it had said it would commit a minimum of 60% of its main fund into LightSquared. Falcone, in turn, has reportedly hired lawyers to consider a suit against the Federal Communications Commission. The company's assets, including the frequency spectrum it controls, are not worth much right now, considering the chorus of opinions that they can't be used for ground stations without GPS interference. The only avenue through which to recover losses might be a suit which forces the GPS industry to adapt its receivers already in the field. The FCC has declined to comment. The good news? It looks like the recession may be over for lawyers. In a review of 30 major ATC acquisition programs, all of which will contribute to the transition to NextGen, the Government Accountability Office has found that costs for 11 of the 30 programs have increased from their initial estimates by a total of $4.2 billion, and 15 programs experienced delays. The 11 acquisitions that experienced cost increases account for over 60% of FAA's total acquisition costs for the group of 30 programs. The 15 acquisitions that experienced schedule delays, of which 10 also had cost increases, ranged from 2 months to more than 14 years and averaged 48 months. In the executive summary of its report to congressional committees, GAO says the cost increases and schedule delays occurred due to several factors, many of which have been long-standing challenges for the FAA. Specifically, these have involved additional or unanticipated system requirements, insufficient stakeholder involvement, such as controllers' input throughout the system development, underestimating the complexity of software development, and unanticipated events, including funding shortfalls or work stoppages. GAO says that if they persist, these challenges will impede the implementation of NextGen. The Air Force says the Airborne Laser Testbed has transitioned into long-term storage at the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. The plane demonstrated the viability of a directed energy weapon for missile defense by tracking and destroying a boosting representative foreign ballistic missile in flight. The program began in 1996, but did not actually fire a laser from an airplane in flight at a target till 2007. During its final test in 2010, the objective of the mission was to destroy a liquid-fueled, short-range ballistic missile during its boost phase. During that mission, the Boeing 747 Flying Laser Laboratory detected and tracked the target. However, the experiment terminated early when corrupted beam control software steered the high-energy laser slightly off-center. The Pentagon says the program was never intended to be operationally deployed. The DoD says a laser that could effectively destroy a boosting missile would have to be much larger than a 747 could carry. It would also have limited range and be prohibitively expensive. Funding for the program was cut in 2010, and it was officially canceled in December of last year. Still ahead, there's busting a TFR, and then there's really dumb. The 1X is now 51% approved, and chivalry costs an airline passenger 10 grand. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, February 20th. I'm Paul Plagg. The only thing dumber than busting a presidential TFR is doing it with 40 pounds of marijuana on board your airplane. That's what authorities say happened Thursday as President Obama made a West Coast campaign stop. The pilot of the Cessna 182 was detained at California's Long Beach International Airport after allegedly busting the TFR and flying too close to the president's helicopter. The pilots of Marine One could reportedly clearly see the Cessna, and the president was not in danger at any time, according to authorities. The Wall Street Journal reports the Cessna was intercepted by a pair of Air Force F-16s and directed to land at Long Beach. The pilot has not been identified. The airspace is legal under normal circumstances at 4,000 feet directly over LAX in VFR. But the TFR was in place over the airport extending out 30 miles. The pilot also thought he was not required to be in contact with ATC and did not respond when attempts were made to contact him. Secret Service agents determined that the pilot's intent was not to harm the president, but he'll be facing charges related to the cargo, which the pilot said he originally assumed was the reason he was intercepted in the first place. One of the most exciting projects revealed in SpaceX Aircraft's Hornet's Nest at Oshkosh 2010 is now officially recognized by the FAA as a 51% eligible kit for U.S. builders. NCET, the FAA's National Kit Evaluation Team, has approved and published amateur building checklists for the new 1X single-place folding-wing sport pilot aircraft. This approval not only affects builders in the United States, but it also allows builders in other countries whose aviation authorities base their home-built aircraft regulations upon NCET approval to build the 1X. SpaceX Aircraft has also announced 1X upholstery packages and 1X-specific installation provisions for the Aero Conversion's Aero V engine. The company adds the earliest 1X kit customers are nearing completion of their aircraft. The 1X is a single-seat aircraft designed to offer an even more economical way to build and fly a sport pilot aircraft. The folding-wing design can fit into a garage, share a T-hanger with other aircraft, be trailered on local roads, and the wing panels are easily removed for trailering at highway speeds. You can get details and even watch streaming video of last week's 1X webinar at sonexaircraft.com. And finally today, a man seated next to a woman and her crying baby on a Vietnamese airliner politely opened one of the plane's emergency exits and activated the evacuation slide so the woman could get her baby off the plane faster. USA Today cites the Associated Press in reporting the woman had asked for help in quickly exiting the plane because her child was screaming at the top of his lungs. The man, identified as Lee Van Tuan, told local authorities he was simply trying to fulfill the woman's request for a quick exit from the plane. While neither the man nor the woman actually used the evacuation slide, the man will face a $950 fine. It was not immediately clear whether the unnamed airline would be able to pass along the $10,000 cost of replacing the slide. Come on, frequent flyers, you know you want to say it. There have been times that 10 grand would have seemed worth the peace and quiet. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller talks about the benefits and limits of TIS in general aviation aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.